I know a lot of you have been to Medjugorje, and we all say the same thing when we've been there, don't we? It's so easy to pray here, isn't it? Yeah, we all love it. We all can go into the church, and everybody's on their knees, and we're all doing it together, and Hail Marys are ringing out like they were tonight. And there are opportunities like this again and again and again in churches around this diocese. Every morning we pray a rosary in this church. But where are the words when they come home? Where are they? For some reason, and this is the part that sort of moves me in all of my meditation and all of the wisdom that God might want to impart to me. Why is it when they leave Fatima, when they leave Florence, when they leave Medjugorje, and they come back to their homes, that the prayer stops? If we are not praying, then we are part of the problem. Think about that for a second. If we're not on our knees doing exactly what Our Lady has been asking from the time she was conceived immaculately, it's the same thing over and over again. Why are we so thick? Why are we so dense? We do have a problem, and the problem is very easy to overcome. Just pray. How many times has she said it? I tried to count one time, and I'm going to lose count. 4 bajillion, whatever. What's the word she uses most often? Pray. She not only says it once or twice, she says it pray, pray, pray. To emphasize it. Pray. And yet we put the Blessed Sacrament out here every Tuesday afternoon, and only a handful of people come and pray. The same handful of people that I see praying the rosary in the morning. Where are they? Churches are open all over Long Island. I've been in several churches. I walk into churches. Why is it that we don't find people praying? I went into Poland. Anywhere you stopped in Poland at 3 o'clock, they were praying the Divine Mercy Chapel. You could find any church anywhere in Poland, they were praying the Divine Mercy Chapel. What is it that keeps us from praying? Only you can answer that question. Our Lady has been insistent. What keeps us from praying? Why are we giving a little bit more of our time? Why is it that as soon as we get into the pew, why is it as soon as we sit down, why is it as soon as we get ready that, I'm going to pray now? Oh, I got to go. And then out the door. And off we run. The devil has been very, very good at what he does. Didn't the devil want us to be in this hurry up, get it done, run to the next thing world? He does. Did Jesus want us? What did Mary just tell us in the gospel? Do whatever he tells you. What has he told you to do? Did he tell you to run off and to go into all this craziness or pray? Now, I'm not going to say be foolish. Do we need to put food on the table? We do. Do we need to live in this world somehow and survive? We do. Those responsibilities are important. And I'm not saying renounce those responsibilities. I'm not saying parents walk away from your children. But why is it that we say we don't have time to pray? There's got to be something wrong with it. Our Lady was right on target again and again and again. And it wasn't God who wasn't there. It was we who weren't there. We were the ones who turned away. We were the ones that didn't heed the message of Fatima and pray rosary every day. You ever tell someone to pray rosary? It's like asking them to have a tooth pulled without Novocaine. Just pray one rosary a day. What does it take? 15 minutes by yourself? 10 minutes if you rush through like some people do? How long does it take? 20 minutes? What is that in your day of 24 hours? And yet I ask people that question, what's so bad about the rosary? And I see these discussions of what's so bad about meditating on the life of Christ, about meditating on the woman who is the image of the church. We are so, so lucky to be Catholic. And we are so fortunate. We are so blessed. We are so right on target right here because we are given this chance tonight to pray. I know a lot of people ask My soul is prepared. My soul is clean. Somewhere along the line, the word healing got hijacked by, I'm going to say, the secularism. Demonstrate to me, grow these legs back. You can't do it, I don't do it. No. No. Look at the soul change. Look at the soul of one change. See that beauty of a soul that has come to Christ. Isn't that a greater healing? Isn't that far more important? This body is going to fail me sooner or later. It served me well for the 50 years I've been around. It might serve me for a few more, I don't know. But it's eventually going to fail me. So even if I had some malady that the Lord took away from me, sooner or later I'm still going to have to account for this life. Why is it that we want to see ourselves? Something like that. I can tell you right now, the miracles, and my mother, the priest could probably tell you too, as well as the miracles that I have seen in the confessional, they're far more numerous than the physical healings and far more important. The soul that renounces its past and says, I am going to accept God, that's far more numerous. Ask any priest who has ever been to Medjugorje and heard confessions. That's the miracle right there. That's the real miracle that happens. That's why when people say to me, what do you think about Medjugorje? I said, oh. Well, what do you think personally, Father? What does it care what I think? Now think about this question for a second. What does it make a difference what I think? Just like what Pope John Paul said every time he was asked. Well, what are they doing then? Well, they're praying, they're going to Mass, they're going to confession. Stop! That's not what he said. Let them go! What's so bad about it? I am going to ask every one of you here, do everything in your power to make sure that there are crowds like this at daily Mass around this island every day. Ah, now there's a miracle. It's a lot easier to put legs on a cripple or eyes on a blind person than to get people to show up for Mass every day. There you will see someone who knows.